At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Second segment, live on the stream. J Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. It was funny, man. Talking some good old memories of different dudes. I'll see my man at alumni weekend and see what he says. Funny thing about it. Here's the funny thing. He owns a whole bunch of McDonald's. So he ate Whataburger. I wonder if he eats McDonald's on the toilet. Nah, just playing. Anyways, back to some NFL stuff. Some movement. Finally, for CeeDee Lamb. He's got a $136 million deal. Jerry Jones seemed awful excited. Not excited, but more open to where things were last time he was interviewed. Imagine that, your owners getting interviewed more than players, but you can see this coming. Now you have Dak, and then you have Micah Parsons and Zach Martin and DeMarcus Lawrence. So you have all your best players all up at the same time. Now, Jerry Jones will tell you he likes everybody on edge to go out there and earn it, but from a player's perspective, they will tell you they've already earned it. All those guys are Pro Bowl players. Zach Martin might be a Hall of Fame type of player when it's all said and done. CeeDee Lamb had his best year and probably provided the true number one and lived up to the billing as to wear number 88 for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, here's what I wanted to ask, because it led. I was on a show in Atlanta and it came up to this, and I want your opinion on it. For these contracts, is the value of the player what they've done or what you think they can do?
Well, the players, right? the agents will tell you it's what they've done.
Okay.
Now, I think rookie contracts are based on what you can do. Like when you get drafted, that's kind of you're all potential. Now the owners, they take a little bit of both into it, which isn't right. It's like, okay, yeah, you've earned it, but you know what? We only think you can be this good for a couple of years. But what about the 4 years that I played good? That's what CD is like. So,
right,
come back and burn you though, right, if you wait too long.
Right. Well, Dak's contract coming up. Micah Parsons, if he can be the greatest defensive player in the National Football League, can Dak lead them to playoff wins and playoff success? Are you paying for what he's done? Which, if number for number, it's right. Side by side with Patrick Mahomes, other than the rings, right?
Right.
Like literally, we saw the graph. What are you paying for, and what is the value system for, and who decides it, right?
Depends on the player. Right? I think with Dak, you pay him more for what you've done. You kind of know what it is, so that it might be a shorter deal. You know, was it Patrick Mahomes was 10 years? Mm-hmm. That Dak might be like 4 or 5. Like Michael Parsons, you need to pay him for what he's done. He's outplayed his rookie contract, so even he's better. Like, so you got value by drafting him lower than number one. So he would have been the number one pick. Not then you got to pay him of what he'll continue to do or what you expect him to do. So it just kind of depends on the player.
And I think if you're Micah Parsons, you don't want to take a team friendly deal in length right now, right? It's the NFL. No contracts are guaranteed, right? So
that
maybe you want
passed.
A little bit of security, but if you're Micah Parsons, it's, I want to get this bag. I want high average annual value, and then I want to hit the market again.
Yeah, well, he's already done that. I mean, the time of him working with the team and do it, that's gone.
Yeah.
Because you've waited so long. That's where owners, that's where owners can really run into trouble.
Especially that owner.
Yeah, where you wait too long and then the market is the market. You know, if you would have re-upped CD last year, you probably could have just saved yourself 36 million. It would have been 100 million.
And the same with Dak. They could have done this 2 years ago.
You could have done something more cap friendly with Dak. Right. Another example is Justin Jefferson. You keep waiting, you keep waiting. Somebody else gets paid. Boom, you got to get paid. And it is what it is. And so it's a catch 22. Depends on ownership. Some are notoriously cheap. Some are, they're going to pay you what you've earned and what they expect you to do. And, you know, I think a real good owner, Pittsburgh does this. They look at everything, right? So you'll see sometimes in Pittsburgh, somebody will get paid and then or in New England used to do this. And then their stats might not match up to it. Well, the one thing that was really good with Bill Belichick kind of being the GM was maybe they don't ask him to pass rush as much. Like there was years that they didn't really pass rush or send Willie McGinnis on pass rush or Vrabel after he got re-upped. Then he needed to do something else. You get to one of these, like I call them penny pinching, you know, organizations. They're like, oh, well, you got 15 sacks, but you know, this is a year we had a really good offense. So you're always playing, you know, on schedule and getting a lot of opportunities. Well, the offense is bad, so now you're not a pass rusher. Well, your pass rush attempts are down 50%, and so it kind of correlates to your production. So it kind of depends on, you know, who the ownership is.
It's ownership, it's player, and it's situation, right? Because every player that gets paid off of what they've done, there's one that gets paid on potential.
Yeah.
Right? There's one that, you know, their agent is going to argue that, hey, look what he's done before. His numbers put him in this conversation. He deserves this money. Well, there's another agent with another team, a different player, having the conversation of, on a per rep basis, our guy's just as good. He has not the opportunity. If you, Team X, take a chance on him instead of him being with Team Y, we believe he'll continue his production, pay for what he can be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it depends on the team, the situation, and the player, where they're coming from and where they're at.
I would like to argue the Dolphins probably felt like they were handcuffed and having to pay Tua. They had no intention of paying him. If they did, they would have paid him before.
Well, and now, then, and the market kind of dictates one, what the going rate is, but then also what available talent, matchable available talent
in the draft or free agency too.
Right. So you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Yeah. Or somebody else will.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it is. But this is the re-evolution of the NFL, that CD and the receivers have crashed the market. Well, then here come the centers, which is an unexpected.
Humphrey got broke off.
Right. Like you really didn't expect that.
Before a preseason game.
Either. Right. That centers. Like we did the battle of getting the left tackle, the money that as the most valuable offensive player. And that's the conversation Trent Williams is having now. But then it's the other tackle. And then, wait a minute, I need a party right in the middle. And now centers to protect quarterbacks, because they're the quarterbacks of the offensive line. They've got to be the smartest. They've got to know where everybody's supposed to be coming from and what everybody's supposed to be doing. That money wasn't considered as a part of the budget.
And we saw this on the New York Giants. You know, when you have more salary cap room than originally planned, you know, you could either spend it, you know, efficiently and be frugal, or you could get caught essentially, like I say, with your pants down. And they're like, oh man, you know, we kind of just drug our feet on paying player X or player Y. Now we got to pay him 25% more than what he originally was asking for. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it, you know, Joe Flacco betting on himself, getting a, you know, huge contract. We've seen other guys do it. And then really, to be honest with you, the way that sometimes goes, like in your contract year, when it's even if you don't have as really good of year, they still have taken into account the year before. So for these teams, the quarterback position is always the trickiest because they're going to be generally the highest paid on the team. But sometimes you're overpaying for below average production, like Daniel Jones, is he?
Well, 40 million? He messed it. And this is the other part, that the Giants' inability to negotiate a solid contract for your quarterback screwed up the Eagles, it screwed up the Commanders, it screwed up the Cowboys. Like Jerry Jones is mad at the Giants. How dare you push up the market and change the value system? Now I got to pay for this trash. Right, it's coming off the Giants' budget. but it's really affecting the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a copycat league, but it's a domino effect league as well. You know, you got to think, you know, how things happen. You know, we had the whole conspiracy thing, you know, theory of, you know, back all the way back to the Colts and how that, you know, set forth Joe Namath getting in the Hall of Fame. If they
at Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If the Colts somehow pull that game out, does Joe Namath make the Hall of Fame? It affects people's careers. What one team does affects generally everybody in your division. Because, you know, quarterback's always a moving part. And then this is where Dallas is kind of a little bit of in a tricky situation. Jerry Jones is getting older. They have a really good nucleus of players that are either the year before their contract year or in their contract year. You can say what you want about Dak, right? You have to weigh, and it's kind of like what the Redskins football team or whatever they were called at the time had to do with Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can keep renting them. And here comes Minnesota. Now look at Kirk Cousins. He, you know, hit up Minnesota for a whole bunch of money, hit the Washington team up for a whole bunch of money. Now he's down there in Atlanta. And I can almost guarantee you everybody within the Washington organization wish they kept Kirk Cousins. Because he turned into be a better quarterback than they gave him credit for. On the flip side, you got the Giants up there. Got strong-armed by Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones and his agent was like, yeah, we asked for 50, but we took 40. That means you would have took 30, but you gave him 40. Now you're married to him. You married to him to the point that you got rid of, like the owner said, we're letting our most popular, and to be frank, our most productive player go into free agency and not getting anything back or not getting the same value back, and he's going to our rival. It's like a double whammy,
bro. Oh, the bad business is it's legit.
But the quarterback position is so hard to evaluate at every level, college and the pros, because you just never know how they react. And there's only one that gets to play to competition. They depend on, like, you could be a really good thrower of the football, but guys aren't catching it. Yeah. Or you don't have a good enough offensive line, or you have a different philosophy that, you know, doesn't allow you to, you know, showcase your skills and be as successful as you like. So it's a
lot of money for to not compete for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To say that you're going to compete for playoffs, but realistically, if you're the Giants, you're battling for next year's lotto.
Well, it's not just that, DP. They traded Leonard Williams away, the defensive tackle to Seattle, who was like a Pro Bowler, right? And then they decided, you know, they had Lawrence and all this other stuff. Or they traded him to the Jets, I think. The Jets traded him to the Giants or whatever. And then they got rid of him. And they just rented him. It's hard because you want to secure that position with somebody you think is good. But then you got to hit everywhere else. You got to make sure he has a good running game. You got to make sure he has a competent coordinator. You got to make sure he has not only receivers, but now you need one and two tight ends. And then you have to have a defense that's going to get them in positions and get them the ball back. Quarterback depends on a lot, but there's a lot of guys in the league that can't play dead.
But they're all getting paid because somebody good set the table for them.
Yeah.
And I mean,
if you're a quarterback and you're Dak, you ain't walking in there asking for no less than 50. Daniel Jones is getting 40.
And well, Herbert and Hurts are getting 52.
Right.
Plus. So they're starting at 55.
I mean,
just off the rip, don't pick up the phone unless you're talking about 55.
Think about the amount of money Jerry Jones is about to just move from his trust fund into active payroll. That you just gave a $38 million signing bonus. $38 million to CD. Plus the 40 plus that you're going to have to give him. Forget about incentives and et cetera. And that's Dax going, well, wow, that's really cool. I'm getting more than that, right? I'm getting more than that. And it's going to take a $45 million signing bonus just to salve the scrapes and bruises of having to go through this, right? Dak's not going to go, listen, I need $45 million for my new crib, man.
So Burrow, Love, and Lawrence are all making $55 million a year. So it might even start at 57.5.
Right. But the signing bonus is going to be the difference maker, right? Because that's what gets you to the door, right? For Dak, if you want the immediate upgrade, which is that you're going to give me my signing bonus that allows me to buy the new house, allows me to pay off loans and all the other stuff, and for me to be secure. Micah Parsons is got pen and paper writing all of this down. Because neither of the two, CeeDee Lamb may be one of the top five receivers in the game. Micah Parsons is one of the five best players in the game, right? That literally at his position, he's so elite that they don't have a market for him. They don't know what his value is, especially for 2026 and 2027.
Right.
So then you're going to write a signing bonus to keep him, right? Because you offended him, right? I used to hear Kerry Collins say, yeah, that's my offending. My being offended bonus.
Right.
Micah Parsons is getting his. Jerry's going to write $140-150 million in signing bonuses just to keep this version of the Cowboys.
That I ain't got a chance in hell to win a Super
boy,
Bowl.
Boy.
Moving money from the trust fund to light on fire. But hey, have fun with it.
Woo. Get that loan, Jerry.
Yeah, salary cap is tough, man. Man, it's tough. And guys got the best guys that are able to finagle it and got it. The best thing you could do as a player is play up to your contract or better. But here's the messed up part about it before we go to break is what frustrates me is sometimes a player will have a good season, but you got to cut him because you overpay for a guy that isn't good.
Yep.
So it's collateral damage. And so that's how you lose a team. That's how you like, man, what happened to that window? Well, you start getting rid of, good players. I mean, actually, we're talking about the Commanders. You got to think Dotson, they traded, right? Here's the thing. He had 11 touchdowns last two seasons. McLaurin has 9 last two seasons, right? And then they got let Samuel go. They got rid of a lot of their defensive players. Yeah, they brought in some veterans, but you're getting rid of some of your younger productive players.
Well, what if you did it thinking that it was going to help you get Brandon Ayuk? Like, if that's what
you... I mean, if that's the case, then yeah.
If that's what you... Well, that's the word.
If that's the case, and he'd been watching their practices, and he ain't signed it, I don't know what his problem is.
Well, he actually met with the owners of the Niners this past weekend in Vegas, and they were like, I'm not signing with you. I just came to tell you I wasn't signing with you. Get rid of me. Help me move. But then the Niners wanted Dotson as a part of the deal. And you fast-tracked and got rid of an asset that could have helped you make the move you need to make. Boy, that's why I'm in the portal. They all make me. Jay Foreman, the Carolina Panthers was sending me my care package of all the new coaches gear stuff.
Yeah.
I told him not to send it.
They got Adam Thielen. He's number one.
Jay Foreman. I turned down the white Carolina sideline coaches stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm cool.
You can be with the Jets. They got A.A. Ron.
I'm cool.
I'm just looking at right here. Josh Allen must be going through something, man. What? That mustache and that
Haley
long
Steinfeld's putting him through something.
Is that the girlfriend he had?
Yeah.
That they broke up?
No, they're back together.
Are they back together?
I thought they were together.
Hey, listen, when your daddy calls, say, hey, listen, don't you mess this up.
But he going through something. Oh. He got the mustache. Hair just looked, he just.
Yeah, they just went Instagram official about a month ago.
Yeah, don't you mess it. Listen.
Josh and Haley Steinfeld.
Look, this is the first go around with him and her?
Yeah.
Look,
wasn't he dating an actress or something before?
That's probably. That's her.
I thought they broke up or something.
They're together now. Pretty sure it's the first one.
Yeah, I don't keep up with that stuff, but I just know he's going through something. That you can't be the starting quarterback looking like this. You need somebody.
Wyoming and him's coming back.
That's exactly where he's at. You need to stop going back home. That's exactly what he did. Went down to the sale barn and stuff up there. Take them cowboy boots off and all that other stuff because you look like a.
Bruh. You're in Buffalo now, John.
Yeah, you look horrible. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.